Okay, today's daf is daf yud, and we begin from where we left off, which is a few lines down. That's androgynous. So androgynous ra'al lo ben v'netatzel migdaf patur. So an androgynous, as we know, is someone who has both male and female private parts. Okay, so there's a question bria b'fnatzmo, it's a safek, there's discussions around this. So if he sees lo ben, meaning a wide emission that for a male would make him tamim and enters a mason migdash, he'd be patur, because he might be female, like it's a safekish. If he saw some odem, meaning some dam, like which would make a woman tameh, in nothing, it should also be patur. What about ra'ad odem v'lobim? What if he sees both simanim ke'echad at once? V'nichnas l'mikdash and enters the base of mikdash, he'd be chayiv then, because you say mimanafshach. If whether he's a man or a woman, he's seen both simanim, so therefore it should be considered tameh. And therefore, into Beit Zechin, okay, so Tumah. However, it tani, actually, he's patur. We have to understand this. So, Amrav Yochanan, it must be Rabbi Shimon here. Now, I have to be careful because there's two understandings of Rabbi Shimon coming up, but it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, we'll see soon. He tani is it says, Shnei shvilim echata or you've got two paths. Now, this is our two paths we were discussing before. One which is Tahor and one which is Tameh. So, there's a Tumah met in one of them. We don't know which one it is in. Helech bechad mehem. He went in one of them, and a few curious changes here. Velo nichnas. B'sheni v'nichnas. So in other words, went one path and then went through the other path and went to Beis Hamikdash. He'd be chayev. Okay. What happens is halach b'rishon. He went in the first. V'nichnas. Now, importantly here, I'm not sure I made it clear, so clear last time, but he went in the first one. There, he went through the first path. And then forgot he went in that first path and went into the Beis Hamikdash. V'huzah and came out, and then he realized he made the mistake. V'huzah and they did the mechatar on him v'shana, the seventh day for the Diwali, it was completely tahor. V'sheni then went through the next path, v'nichnas went to the Beis HaMikdash, he would now be chayav. Again, he had a helem, he forgot he went on the second path and went to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we're talking about this tumat mikdash v'kadoshav. In other words, this parahelem, the korban ol levi'ored. Okay? Not parahelem, that's something completely different. This korban ol levi'ored. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Potter b'zeh. He's Pater. Sorry, Rabbi Strauss is joining. I was connected. He's Pater in that situation. Why? Because presumably, as we've been saying, it was a Safik idea each time he went in. He didn't know. However, Rabbi Shimon b'Yehuda says, Patur b'kulam, it's Pater in both. This is, in other words, even in this situation, went one path and then went to the other path and went to the Beis HaMikdash, and you say, Mimanafshach is Tameh, and he forgot, you know, both times he went through the paths, if you like. Sorry, if they went through these paths. Nonetheless, he would still say Potter, Potter Bukulam, and he says that in name Rabbi Shimon. So that's what we're saying. So in other words, it's, and we're going to have to understand why this is, we get further down in the Gemara, but the reason why, if androgynous, who saw both Adom and Loben, in other words, he saw both Simon, and ends up going to the Beis HaMikdash should be Patur, must be like Shita Rabbi Shimon, who's, as in Rabbi Yehud, Shimon ben Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, that even if this person went through one path and went through the other path and entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of forgetfulness, he would still be patur, despite the fact you should say mimanafshach. While he went through the second path, for sure he was for sure tameh, right? So the Gemara now says, Nich androgynous, agenetzem gobel lo ben atavada isha. Agenetzem becomes androgynous. With androgynous, you make him, you say, okay, with a white, he's like a woman. Gabbe odem, he's like a man. Abad like ish, therefore they're not simanei tumah in this situation. But bramhacha, in this situation, ain kan tumah yadua? When you talk about in this situation, he's for sure tameh. Okay, I'll just show you here. He says, Nicha, he says, Nicha, he's avish. This is a bit of a gerusa change. It says, Nicha hizav shana v'taval davar la'idiyat safek. Meaning, Barav, in other words, puts right the suffix in each time. V'achi poroshu Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda parech. We'll look at Shimon ben Parech. Bishlam b'seifa pata Rabbi Shimon de la'olam safek yediyah. Aval b'rishona, but in the first case, ain kan tumi yadua. So again, this is like, we have to change the gerusa around here, but it wasn't done Nicha androgynous. It was Nicha, it was specifically asking on the on Shita Rabbi Shimon on the Shita of Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. So here the way we've changed it is not to, the question not yet relating to androgynous. We'll get to androgynous later on. The question here is understanding the difference of Reish and Sefer. I can understand why it's Patur in this situation where he was Hizav Vishana, he became Tara between the two. Because each time he went in, there wasn't a Tumi Adua in the beginning that he forgot when he went in. There wasn't a Yediyah Brura, as we said. There was a Safik Yediyah. But if he went through, the sefer in the Reish's case, where he's saying he's still patur when he went through one and then the other, no tara in between, and then went to the base of Migdash, mima nafshach, he'd be tamei. That's a gives a change important to say. So Amar Rav Shimon bar Sosta, tifta b'sheshach l'rishona. Let's just say the first suggestion is where he forgot, meaning when he went through the second one, he forgot about the fact he went through the first path. And therefore, Koromeda says there's no enkan elamiktsat yedia. There's still only a partial yedia. So the suggestion then is he went for the first path, and then when he went through the second path, he already forgot the first path, so he doesn't have a full yedia. It wasn't a crystal clear yedia that therefore I'm certainly tameh. That's a suggestion. Okay? Because again, according to this, what we're saying is you need a yedia brura. And therefore, he never really had a yedia brura at any time. That's a suggestion. Because between going for the first path and the second path, he forgot about the first path. So you don't say, mima nafshach tumi yadua. No, because he forgot about the first path. So he didn't have a tumi yadua, really. That's a suggestion. Gemara says, I don't understand. Rabbi Yossi, by a man, and kind of what you're talking about. Im b'shalosh chachol, if he didn't forget lolam, then it's like a shvil echad. It's like going through one path. V'im b'shechazar v'shechachol, if you're talking about the fact that he forgot in between going past path one and path two, then it should be considered shtei shvilim. And importantly, according to the second understanding of Rabbi Shimon, so first understanding of Rabbi Shimon, there's a difference between the first and second case. So, if you're saying it's b'shechachol, he's saying if it's b'shechachol that he forgot in between, then there's no difference between the first and second case. So we're still at a loss to try and understand why is it that according to this second understanding of Rabbi Shimon, which is Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, that if he went through path number one, path number two, then it's based on me, that's why should be patur. So there is the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi Barabun, Atik Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer. It must be like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Al dati chizkiya. Kama ad Rabbi Eliezer aman taman ad yoda im sheretz mitma uimet. In other words, just like Rabbi Lazar says, that it's not enough to know your tameh. You have to know exactly what form of tumah you became tameh by. Let's say the person's not sure if it was a tameh sheretz or tameh met, and then forgot when it was the Beis Hamikdash. Is that considered yedia? Chachamim would probably say, for sure, he knew he was tameh. What are we talking about? It was not safek yedia. He knows he's tameh. Rebbe Leaz is more machmir to say that what you need a crystal clear yedia exactly how you came tameh. So if that's the case, by the two paths as well, you know, you went through the first path, went through the second path and came to the base of Migdash. You don't know how you still you came Tameh, even though you're for sure Tameh. Just like you don't know if it was Tameh Mer or Tameh Sheretz, you know for sure you're Tameh. You don't know exactly how you became Tameh, so therefore that's why it's Patur. That's how we understand the third Shitta. So let's go through it again. The first Shitta says, this is Chachamim, in this case, that if you go through one and then go through the other, you'd be Chayev, we said, because that's according to understanding that Safik Yidia is Yidia. Rabbi Shimon understands that you're only chayev if you didn't immerse in a mikveh in between, because you have to be for sure you know your tameh, but safik yedia is not yedia. If you immersed in between, then you have a safik yedia. And according to other opinion is that even if you go the final opinion, Rashi Rabbi Yehuda, even if you go through one path and the other, you don't have a refined understanding or knowledge of how you actually began tameh, so it's considered yedia. Okay, so now we're saying the same thing as well here. So too here can. That's why we're saying Rabbi Shimon Omer Kan, which is again the second time Rabbi Shimon. So that's why this androgynous, he doesn't know what made him tummy. Was it the odem? Was it the blood? Or was it the obloben? Or was it the white? In other words, so therefore, that's why we're saying that bright, this tummy would be pato. The Gemara says, no, that's not good enough. Insert the word lav yadia. Okay, fine. The case where it's safek yadia lav yadia. That's because each path you don't know if you became tameh. However, Bram Hacham, the Kima, the Chaz, Lobin, Va'odim, in our situation where he saw both, Kechad, at once, he know he became tameh. Vadehu. So, and that's left with the question. So, read the Korban, Hachipirosh, Kash, Lehini, Chabeshte, Shvilim, Potter, Rabbi Shimon. I can understand the case of Rabbi Shimon was Potter with two Shvilim. Mishudava, they suffered it a bit easier because you don't know which path it was that made him tameh. At this situation when he's there and happens to see both Loven and Odem at the same time, it sounds like. And he knows at that instant he became Tamet. It doesn't, again, he might not know if it was Zachar, because there's a Zachar on the Kedah, but he knew at that instant he's Tameh. That is the idea of Adiyat. He knows just there and then he's Tameh. So therefore, that's the Kashya saying that, therefore, it might not necessarily, you can't necessarily say that the Braita that says, the case of the androgynous or Odom and Loben and Odom at the same time, that his patur is necessarily Shita Rebbe Shimon. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Rav Chisabaye, nichnas lemigdash kesavu beknesset or beknesset mahu. This is a good question. Let's say someone who entered the base of Migdash instead of Tumah, but he thought he was entering a Beit Knesset, meaning not Met Makom Migdash, but it's still a Makom Kadosh. Is he still walking the base of Migdash into a Beit Knesset Tameh? No. But there's some sort of inyan of Kedusha. Is that enough of the idea? That's kind of the way we're saying. I'll show Beit Knesset Mahu. Mi have a mikzat yediyah sherei yodea shekdusha yesh b'makom la'azaz. Is that considered some sort of a hint of a knowledge? Or kevin shelo andasha asur lichnos l'makom mutazeh b'tumah. Or since there's no issue of coming into state of tumah, then it's not considered yediyah. That's a question. So Gemara says, Amar Yossi ken anu umrim haya yodea shehiyah tumah molam ela ein yodea im chayevet alav korban. In that situation, insert the korban as says patur. If you remember, according to Reish Lakish, we had the question before: is just not knowing I'll be chayav a korban, is that considered like having a yediyah in the beginning? Like if I didn't, that omission of not knowing that knowledge is considered yediyah or not? And according to Reish Lakish, it's not considered yediyah. It's just like yediyah tzafek. Okay, it's not considered yediyah. So look, kol sheken also in this case as well. So I should read the korban eder says. Inami, well, this is Inami, this is second. As a Koresh Lakish, the Sevira Le Rav Asi Le Didei Lo Hava Yediyah. Kol Shekhen Be'agam, it's also not considered a Yediyah. Well, if not knowing this refined understanding of having a Korban, like the Rabbi Chaiva Korban is no Yediyah, clearly, knowing that, like, this is a base of, like, in the knowledge that I'm entering a Beit HaKnesset, that's even further removed. Shtir Diyah, Ela Kanai Kaimir, it says, Babari Lo Shenitma, this is a continuation according to the Korban Eda, the explanation. Shenitma V'Ne'alam Emeinu Tumah V'Nichnas L'Mikdash, just when there has to be a Helam of Tumah, a proper Yediyah in the beginning to forget it to be Chayev. So to go Babari Lo Shumikdash, so too you need a crystal clear understanding of Makom HaMikdash, and if you want to say, I forgot that, to be Chayev, you have to have a crystal clear understanding. This is Makom HaMikdash, not just the Beit HaKnesset. V'Ne'alam Emeinu Tumah. Oh, no, my mikdash, I should say, a few gerusa changes. Mikdash, v'nichnas v'mikdash. Okay. So what if you had a chatzig zayit, v'helem tumah, and a chatzig zayit v'helem kodesh? If you remember, you can be chayiv this korban all over your red if either you forgot that you were tameh or you forgot that the meat you were having is from a korban. What if you had a chatzit zayit with one forgetfulness and a chatzit zayit with the other period of forgetfulness? Do they combine to mechayev a korban? And it's left as a question. Okay, this is now next mishnah halachah bet. When you go into the azara, which is the temple courtyard or an extension of it, so we're going to have to run to discussion about that in a moment. Then you'll be chayev. You cannot extend the Yerushalayim or the azarot or the other makom kadosh, if you like. Ella, you need a melech, a king, navi. We know Navi is Urim v'Tumim, Sanhedrin, Shishmim v'Echad, Ushtei Torot, is a Lach Mei Torah. We discussed this procession, which we'll do Chazar of, in Sanhedrin not so long ago. Also Bashir, and also, I think it's Aram Michashem, if I'm not mistaken. Shir, just had a pause here. Yeah, Shir Ma'or Michashem Kitilitani, and Ubeitim Machalchim, Ushtei Torot Achareyem, and the Beitim will go, and they've got the two Torot, if you like. Meaning, I think it was led by the Todot, if you like. We have to understand one of them is consuming, one of them is burnt. We'll have to explain that too. Yes. Sorry. If you didn't use all these ingredients, then the area that tried to extend doesn't have the Kedusha, and if someone entered that instead of Tumah, ain't Chavir Malaya. Okay, fine. Let's discuss the Gemara. Rabbah Abitzchila. This is a source. The Yal David in the beginning, when David went to the Goran Anan and he went to get the Makom HaMikdash, it was involved with David and B'davar Gad. The Yal David B'davar Gad, so that's got the Melech and Navi. That's the two requirements. Then it says, V'yachel Shlomo livnot et Beit Hashem Yerushalayim. Few more words. Nira'a le David. Nira'a, it appeared to David. It wasn't, David didn't hear it. It appeared to him. So that's Al-Ali-Day Urimatumim, something that's vision instruction. Le David Avihu. What's Avihu? It's not Aviv. It's Avihu. That's the Sanhedrin. Shavichav Shir. How do we know Shir is another ingredient? It says V'achrem Hoshaya V'chatzis Sarei Yehuda. Now, it's interesting exactly what the drash is. I think we learned this last time. We said it's because the continuation of the pasuk, because in the continuation of the pasuk it says, V'achu acharem b'klei shir David. So that's how you know the music and the like. And it says, Todot. How do we know about the Todot? Let's do a bit. No. Todot. V'amida shtei Todot g'dolot v'talochot le'amim ma'al l'chomash. It's an expression that we learned about the Todot. Now, you could think it's a korban Todah, but you'll see in a moment. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Maktiv Mahalchot. It doesn't say mahot, it says taluchot. Meaning what? Now here, we've taken out this whole section. I'm not sure the older the editions have like a skip basically the mission another line or two. And that's because it's another one of these sort of, I'll just mention the beginning of the sugya, end of the sugya that we've learned elsewhere, but we're going to fill it in what we saw in Sanhedrin, because there's a few extra details that I missed out last time that I want to go over this time, if that's okay. So it says, how do we know Elantim? Because it has to be carried by Yadei Acher, meaning it was carried. So we're talking about the Lachmi Torah, not actual Korban Torah. That's what the two Torah. Now, Rav Huna Bar Chiyav says, B'Shem Rav, Ma'itei Lav Devar Torah. He says, no, the source for these requirements, at least half of them, are from the Torah. Because it says, Kol Asher Ne'emerot Chai, Tavnit HaMishkan, Be'Tavnit Kol Kelah, V'chein Ta'asu. There it says, when you make the Mishkan, so it should be for the Dorot, V'chein Ta'asu L'Dorot. So what were the ingredients when they did the Mishkan? Moshe is a Melech, a Navi. That's those two requirements. Aaron, Elurim V'Tomim, because he wore them. Israel, that refers to Zikne, Zikne, that refers to the Zkenim. Now Hashir, now this is the same source we saw before, Hoshaya, the Torot, this is what we've heard before. So Amar Rav Shmuel once again, Ma'achot Loktiv, it says Taluchot, so therefore Elam. Okay, fine. So that's the two different sources of where we learn all these ingredients. Now it says, "Ketzad how would the procession work?" So Reb Chiya Baba, Reb Shimon, Berebi says, "Chadamar the two todot were zu keneged zu, one next to the other as they proceed around the area that we're marking off for the extension." The Charan Amar actually zu achar zu, one followed the other in a train. Mishnei Mikra, they learn it from both. Va'todah hashenit. This pasuk is from Nehemiah when they're describing what happened by Cheney. Says, "V'atodah shenit ha'holechet. What's lemul? So there's two ways to understand. Lemul is one opposing the other, so you can see each other's faces. That could be side by side. However, manda amar ze achar ze, you learn from Malika, because mimul or pom from behind. So that's why one followed the other. Okay, umanda amar ze keneged ze. Nimsa komakom mitkaper the todah echad. It was really the leading todah, if you like, that was makadosh the makom, because as it led, and the other one was, if you like, fine. Okay. However, minanda amar zu keneged zu, again gives a change. Nimsa komakom mitkaper b'shnei todot. It was a so-called achieved by the two todot that were going side by side. Manda amar zu achazu that would went one after the other. It makes a lot of sense because in the Mishnah we said the inner one was consumed and the outer one was misrepet. Because the outer one would be king Nisrefet because it's what? Because it is already outside the Makom. But the inner one, if you like, was already, the outer one was making the place, if you like, Kadosh for it, so therefore that's why it could be consumed. Okay, we're talking about if it was one after the other. However, a bit of a gear to change here. The Ezu Panimi, what's a Panimi? The inner one is Mucha, the Beit Din, that's one close to the Beit Din. However, Braram, Kemanda Mazu, Keneged Zu, Lama. So that's the difference in the Girsa. Why is one burn and one not? Rav Yasser said, "B'shem Rav Yonah, al pi navi nachelet." That it was no, it was a horat shah. Importantly, I didn't mention this last time, but the Rashash says that you know a navi is not a machadesh halacha, but as a horat shah, it's possible as a temporary thing. So the horat shah was that yes, one will be eaten, one will be consumed as it burnt, even though really, according to this understanding, side by side, they were both really went chutz because it place wasn't yet makadosh. It was only achieved through the process. Okay, now Amar Rav Zira. Tonight, Taman. Navi, Yesh Kan, Urim, Beturim, the Korban Eder Shein, this the Ein Kan. Which means in Beit Sheni, you didn't have the room to win. So how did it work? So Eshkaf Tani, Rabbi, it says, the Eshkaf Tani, Rabbi Huda says, well, Urim. So the machloket whether all ingredients were necessary or not. So the question is then, according to Rabbi Huda, that says you also need the room to win, how did it work in the time of the Beis Sheni, when there were, if you like, Mekadesh the place? Because you see the whole procession that happened. It was described in Nehemiah, as we said. So Amar Aval, we palgum Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, Chad Amar Bonim Avach. He says, well, that relates, if you like, to the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, is whether Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Atid Lavo, whether in Beit Zrish on the Kedusha endured after the Churban, or whether it wasn't Kitcha L'Atid Lavo.
That's exactly what we had in Bavli today. Today's
Yafeh, Baruch Hashem.
daf, chulin daf zayin.
Yafeh, it's a good siman. So therefore, if it's another sheet says no, kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha l'avod kedusha ended. So therefore, you can explain before we go to the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Lakish. Therefore, you can explain that they didn't really in the times of Nehemiah. Yes, you didn't have all the ingredients. And the Shita that says you need all the ingredients, all the to Mekadesh it, well, they didn't really need it at all because Kitcha LaShaita, Kitcha LaAtid Lavo. So while we're doing this ceremony, it was a Zecher Ba'alma. That's why the Korban explained it last time when we learned. Okay, but let's look at the debate. Somewhere about Ilpa, Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, Chada Amar Bonim, Makdishim. The first Shita says you've got to build first and then Mekadesh it because you don't want people to Lazun Nehem, like to look into the Makom Kadosh. So you build the walls and then Mekadesh. Again, they would Mekadesh it first. I'll show you this. The Korbanator says, already Kadosh. The Ktusha Rishona, already wasn't necessary. They made some sort of Klaim curtains. That's why they could do the whole ceremony, because they didn't need to do that Kadosh, Mekadesh it. It's already Kadosh. Okay, so Manda Amar Bonim VaKachach Makdishim. The Shita that says they built it and after Makdishim ain't already the Mechitzot Kilo Olot. You're not viewing the Mechitzot as if they're already going up. So you need to put the walls up now. Kilo Olot is because once again Lo Kitcha LaAtid Lavo. Okay, exactly, which is that Olim. That gets the expression to understand the expression. You look at the walls as going up. Korbanis is called Ein Ro'in HaMechitzot HaBayit Afilu B'Churban. You don't view it as if, and even this destruction, as if they're standing. Why the Kitcha Rishona Batla? Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Big Shalosif La'Hechal. Okay, I can understand the Ad Yerushalayim. We've had this whole expression. What would they use to extend the Azara itself, the Heichal? In other words, what is it that's there that is like we use the Todah because the Todah can't go outside Yerushalayim, the Lachmei Todah. But here, what about if you're extending the Heichal or the Azara? I think it's the Azara specifically. Yes, it's Azara. So the Gemara says, "Devadei has to be. We have to find something that has to be consumed in there, and if it's taken out of there, it'll be puzzled. That's this demonstration we're making that through which we're extending the Azara. So Gemara says, well, first understanding is maybe you just b'memosvim, maybe b'shtei lechem born Shavuot. So this is one second, Mekadesh b'Yom Tov. Ella maybe with lechem apanim. That's the menachot that are on the shulchan from Shabbos in by the Kohanim. So it says, well, Mekadesh, can you Mekadesh on Shabbos? So Ella b'layla, don't we that? No, it's on Motzei Shabbos. Meaning the take the lechem apanim and use it Motzei Shabbos. This is Mekadesh b'layla. You don't do Kiddush b'layla. Right? Ein kiddush ella b'shab binyan, ve'ein binyan b'mikdash b'layla, the Korbanator says. So ella Rabbi Yossi bar Amun says mimincha ma'afa, meaning the chavite kohen gadol. So nicha ba'al yata min hagola shekrivo. I can understand when they came from galut, they were able to makriv. Okay, this is again according to Shita that was kitcha l'shata kitcha. But when they came to Eretz Yisrael, what did they use? You're in a bit of a chicken and egg. You need a korban. You need to make a korban in order to extend. But then there's no kedusha, how can you have a korban? The answer is very simple. They didn't take the korban from there. There was a mishkan. So Amar Yosi b'Rabun b'shtei todot habaot minov v'givon. They use it from where the mishkan was in Nov v'givon. So Abba Shaul Omer shtei bitzim, or these like pools of water. Hayu sham hatachno nava elyona. There were two there in Yerushalayim, two pools of water, like breichot mayim. Okay, and it says hayu b'har hazeitim. Now it says, Take out the next three words. Hatachtona nikdeshet bekulam. The bottom one had a full kedusha, so it's much like Yerushalayim. The Aliona wasn't the case. I'll just think about Aliona. It says Baliatam min haGolah, lo b'melech v'lo b'arayotarim. It didn't have the full kedusha. Okay, fine. Then it says Lefichachachtochtona. The bottom one. Now we're going according to the way we learned it last time. Hatona ama aretz ochim kochei kalim o maaser sheni. So there, the Ama Aretz would eat kochi kochi mamasa sheni because it has a full kedusha, Yerushalayim. Why wouldn't you? Kochi kalim you could eat without inside Yerushalayim and also masa sheni. V'acharim ochlim sham kochi kalim avol lo masa sheni. They each are kochi kalim because it's a mitzvah. However, there'll be machmir not to have masa sheni there, out of concern that they might mix up the two different brechot and even the other brechot didn't have the full kedusha. Okay, that's the difference. Now, however, the elyona, the upper pool, which again was further away and didn't have the kedusha, says in so ama aretz ochlim sham kochi kalim avlo maaser sheni. This follows like the Girsa Yerushalmi va'chavirim ein ochlim sham kochi kalim ve'umaaser sheni. So it seems to be the ama aretz made a mistake and they would eat kochi kalim there because they see a walled area, but not maaser sheni. They'll machmir for some reason for that. When it comes to the chavirim, people understood the talmid chachamim. They said, well, this is not area that had the kedusha. Okay. The Gemara then asks, ma lo kitshua? Why didn't they make Kaddish the area? Now, this is where it's a bit different to what we learned it last time. In the Bavli, it says, mipnei ma hichnesua, meaning, why is it that they fenced it in, really? In other words, why did they fence in that top area if they weren't Mekaddish it? Why was there a structure around it? It says, mipnei shaita torefet Yerushalayim sham, or tupat Yerushalayim, sorry. Meaning, it was a security risk. They were exposed there. That's really the thing. And Vayadochalekabeshuan, since it was like a vulnerability point, therefore they fenced it in, even though they weren't Mekadosh that area. Okay, fine. Now we're back to our gerusa that we have in front of us. Let's continue. Next halacha. Nitma ba'azara. Let's say someone came tama in the azara itself. Uninamim may know and he forgot. Atuma. So he became tama and then forgot. I don't know if you've ever gone to the kitchen and forgot why you went to the kitchen before. So he forgot very quickly as he's going out, something happened, whatever. Says, Vazachon Mikdash, Mikdash, or he knew it was a base and in the area wasn't, and then he or he didn't know it was not be in that space. Vazachon the Tuma. Sorry, let me read this right. Okay. Nitma Mikdash. Fine, that's better reading. Meaning, whether he forgot in the Tumah or the Mikdash or vice versa, or he forgets both, then hishtachava and he bowed, or shahakadeshachava, or he was there for the time it takes to do hishtachavaya, uba lo ba'arucha, or he went out a longer way, he didn't shoot straight out. It says b'ktzara in that situation, he would be. Sorry, he'd be chayiv, sorry. Ubiktsara, if he went the quickest right out, he would be patur. Now it says, Zu mitzvah ase shebemikdash ein chavim alaya. Now, this relates to mitzvah Shem, we'll see this in Masech Tahoreh together, but the parallel of Devar Shetzibur. Now, this is a special korban the Beit Din have to bring if they paskened in a mistake regarding something that's punishable with karet, a detail in a mitzvah. So here is one where where they wouldn't be chayiv because he wouldn't bring korban chatat, in this situation it's a korban over your red, and it's mitzvah ase. We'll discuss this in Mitzvah when we get to when you get to Horayot. It says Beit Din Parah. I'll just show you the korban. Im shagu b'torah, aim in the korban. One second. This is what I want to show you. The Pnei Moshe says she'ein chavim ala Beit Din paralem im shagu b'torah b'horazu b'horah lo shkishiyatzer. Im shkiyat horazu paralem deval shetzibur. Oh, he doesn't explain it. In Mitzvah Shem, we'll see in Horayot. So I thought he explained it inside. Okay, we'll see it in Mitzvah Shem when you get to Horayot. Let's continue. Nitma ba'azara. Reb Chizkiya says, the Rav Ami b'shem Rav Elazar. Katu v'chad omer et mishkan ha-shem timeh. V'kuv v'chad et mikdash ha-shem timeh. Now the question is, Mikdash is Mishkan, so why is it change in Lashon? Why do we change the Lashon with two psukim that are only seven psukim apart? The first one's called Mamev ha-nefesh ha-dam asher yamutz v'lo yitchata et mishkan ha-shem timeh. Now the one of Isha Sheitma Velo Yitchata V'Nichata Nefesh Ahim Etoch HaKahal Hashem Tiber. So why the change in Lashon? HaKeitzah Chelek, to explain that there's a difference between the Mitameh Bifnim, someone who came Tameh inside the base of Mikdash, the Mitameh Bechutz, someone who came Tameh outside the base of Mikdash. Okay? Bifnim Mitama in. When is the Zman in? That's gives a change. Shashiha. Again, like we said in the Mishnah. So he had to be there for that duration. But if he makes a beeline to get out of there, he's not chayav. Okay? However, Mitama Bechutz became Tama outside the Mishnah. Any answers? When's he chayav? Well, there's no time period here. Shnichnas. As soon as his head and most of his body is in there, he's chayav almost immediately. Okay? That's why there's a chiluk. The Torah changes a lashon between the two to show that the shear of when you're chayev for to make sure the shav is going to be different. So nitma bifnim v'nichnas lifnai v'levim. What if you're in already the base of Mikdash and then you go lifnai v'levim? Now there's two ways to understand it. Either means mamash going to the heichal or closer towards the heichal. Different understandings here. When are you chayev? So nishmar mi, how do you learn from the following? Hishtachava or shahar kedei hishtachava. Now we've said that if you're in the in Azara, when is it your chayev? If you have to have a certain time period, the time to bow, and the time to, or either actually physically bow or the time. Kiman shishah, Gemara asks, lav kimishich nes roshov rovo. So the Gemara is saying as follows. It says, one second. If you're there, that's a longer time period than roshov rovo. Okay, I mean heishtachavaya is much longer. Roshov is instant. As long as I'm just present, I'm there. Hishtachavaya is a longer time period. So therefore, we have to understand how this therefore is working. But Tema ad shakadeshtachavaya, and nonetheless, you say there's a time period. Because so to who, so to he, if someone goes towards the, like heichal, if you like, or into the heichal, ad shakadeshtachavaya, it would also be that. Now, what's that? How's that a proof? Now, see this beautiful Ribbaz. He says, I think you have it in front of you. Rotzolama. Now, given the Michaimli ad al Shirshia Kolasot Maisa Batuma. Meaning, when you're in the Azara, when are you Chayef that you can do some sort of Maisa Batuma you'd be Chayef for? So, what the Gemara is saying is, if just walking into the Heichal, Rosh HaRubo, you'd be Chayef, then it shouldn't be Kadesh Tachavah. We have a shorter period of time where there's some sort of offense, you'd be Chayef. Some sort of short activity that has an offense, if you like, should be chayef for. Im ken ike shiur de betzir tfei, there's a shorter shiur. Dahainu knisa lifnim, going inside. Ela benit ma ba'azara ein chiyuv ben nichnas roshol. But therefore, we must understand that if once you're in the azara, once you're present in it, the chiyuv is not nichnas roshol v'rubo. Ela dekan nami ba'inat shiur shtachavah, therefore it must be kedei shtachavah. So I'll just explain it outside, because I thought it was clear way of explaining it. We're trying to say that entering from the outside in is Roshov. When you're already in there, then it seems to be you need a Maisa Chashuv to be Chayav. What's a Maisa Chashuv? Hishtachavaya, that's the smallest Maisa Chashuv. So then we ask, okay, if you go now, let's you went Lifnei, you went further in. What's the Chiyuv there? Is it Roshov, just like I've just gone from one domain to the next, just like outside inside, or is it also Hishtachavaya? So his proof is that if going from that domain to the next domain is just Rosh HaRubo, which is almost instantaneous, then that's a mace that's even shorter that you have a fence while you're present in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, even when you're outside, I mean not outside, when you're in just Azara become Tameh, it should also be almost instant. It shouldn't have Kadesh Tachavaya. The fact that it's Kadesh Tachavaya means that that is the shortest time period. So therefore, even if someone's going to Pnaim Nifnim, going towards in, it's also Kadesh Tachavaya. Okay, beset it. We'll pick up in the next year. Kol tov.
Thank you.